Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's make some more good times on the Good Day program. Here I am smiling at you, 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 and you. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friends, the Indiana Jones of radio, Rich McFadden, along with, what's the female equivalent of Indiana Jones? Indiana.
Wonder Woman is what I like to call myself.
Wonder Woman, Jennifer Horne. Wonder Woman.
Who's the Tomb Raider?
Lara Croft.
Yeah, Lara Croft.
Wasn't that Skinny Minnie?
Yes, it was.
Played that? Mrs. Brad Pitt.
Angelina.
Okay, so there's a story floating around Washington about this youngster. I say he's a youngster. I think he was about 26. Okay, thank you, Richie. This American who defected from America to Daesh, and now he's defected from Daesh, surrendered to Kurdish forces. He left from your area, Richie, just for Christmas, and he went to work with Daesh, and after 3 months, he said, I've had enough. There was one single moment caught on camera when soldiers found out they were detaining an American. He told the Kurds that he was from the Washington area.
Yeah, he showed him his Virginia driver's license.
Right.
What a dope.
His name is Mohammed Jamal Quis. He walked out of the camp at dawn the other day and into their front line in broken English and Arabic. He told them he wanted to surrender. Kurds arrested him. Didn't want his face shown. He confirmed he'd been fighting for Daesh. And how did they make sure it wasn't a suicide bomber? They didn't have any explosives on him. We got him to lift his shirt and drop his pants.
Just like a good American would.
That's right.
Very nice.
So the news media then camped out in front of his father's house in D.C.
This is
his father got so tired of it, he went out with a hose and sprayed it on him to get him to leave.
Hold on, I got the news reporter here, Shamari Stone from NBC.
His family here in the Alexandria section of Fairfax County, they were very upset. Let's take a look just to show you.
Hey,
don't take a picture!
Don't touch my camera.
Now, earlier, Mohammed Jamal Quis, his father, confronted reporters and sprayed them with a garden hose before police arrived. Mohammed Jamal Quis' uncle says he told him he was going to Europe for vacation, and when they last heard from him, he said he was in Greece. Quis' father told NBC News that he was going to the State Department to find out if the reports are real or fake.
He's a good person, he's a good son.
I'm thankful.
And I'm raised my kids on the right way, okay?
That's a
tag. They are good boys.
Me, I'm raising my kids in the right way.
Now, we tried talking to neighbors out here. We knocked on some doors, and they say they don't want to comment about what happened.
All right, see you later.
Live here in the Alexandria section.
Yeah, live on the...
There was one woman who was... It was pretty interesting. I mean, one of the neighbors, they got a comment from her, and she's obviously a Muslim. And she was crying, and she said, these guys have stolen our religion.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have.
It was pretty interesting, but, you know, obviously the dad is just clueless. Dad, we're going to Europe. Okay, see ya.
Hey, have a nice time. My boy is a good boy.
My boy's a good boy.
All right, teachers in the news. Teacher in South Carolina going above and beyond the call of duty to help young boys in his community become young gentlemen. Every Wednesday, 60 students at Menninger Elementary School dress for success and meet at the Gentleman's Club. Raymond Nelson is the student support specialist at this school in downtown Charleston. Works with at-risk children and had an idea to teach his students life lessons. He told a reporter, quote, I was thinking maybe if I have the boys dress up, dress for success, that will be something that will distract them from their fighting and getting into trouble. He said, when's the last time you saw somebody fighting in a tuxedo? That's a pretty good point, right? Right.
Nobody wants to splatter blood on their shirt.
Right. Their motto is look good, feel good, do good.
I think it's true. When you dress up, you do have an extra element of class, sort of, you know?
Yeah, fifth graders. They walk into classes. The kids tease them at first. They started this right after the beginning of the year, kids teasing them. Now they don't. They do not tease them. This is something that is, I think this is smart. This sort of speaks to whether everybody should wear uniforms in school, too, which is another one of my pet peeves. I think a lot of stuff that goes on, a lot of problems that kids have with each other, the bullying and that sort of thing would go away.
As much as I hated uniforms, I wore them for 12 years. Yeah. It was so smart.
Yeah. When my nephew was on the wrestling team, the whole wrestling team had to wear a uniform. Yeah. Khakis. White or light blue shirt, button-up shirt, and a tie.
Yeah.
Yep. Every day.
There you go. Yeah, every day. Here's another question for those of you who are teachers. The question about homework and whether or not it's really necessary. There's one of these mommy bloggers, Richie, you're connected to some of these people. This lady's name is Constance Hall.
Okay.
Said her children would be better off climbing trees and swimming than doing homework. She's revived the homework debate online, thinks her daughter would be better off swimming and doing physical things, and she posted that on Facebook. So far, 20,000 reactions. She said that she ought not to be expected to do the homework with her children. That's what a lot of parents are doing. I would ask that of you, Richie. How much time do you spend helping your two children with their homework?
You know, this year my son does not have a lot. He's in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
But my daughter, who is in the second grade, she does have quite a bit. So she's half an hour a night, 40 minutes, something like that.
This debate has been going on since I was a teacher. I remember giving kids a lot of homework, and then the morning after, I'd give them a quiz, five-question quiz about the homework.
So what do you think, as someone who taught, do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, well, I think homework
is important. I mean, I see what this lady's talking about, and maybe hours and hours and hours of homework is excessive, but taking some of the work home with you, I think, is good.
Was there a question in there? What did you think about this?
Yeah, what do you think? I mean,
you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you asked me the question, and then you answered it, which happens a lot on this program. It usually is me who does that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Thank you. Anybody who thinks homework has no value hasn't seen the right homework. It's rather than busy work, which a lot of teachers do because they're expected to send home busy work for students. I think the mind has to be in gear all the time. Teacher's job is to inspire, to direct, to cultivate, to get children to think. And that's really what your job is. Teaching is a misnomer. It's getting people to learn how to think, how to figure out the answer to problems. And it may be in math, it may be in science, it may be in English, it could be in any of the disciplines. But thinking is what we're not doing today. We're teaching kids to tests, which teach you nothing. It ought not to be called teaching because that's not what it is. It's not even education. It's a waste of time. It doesn't develop your brain. You see how dull so many kids are, young millennials, who are so tied to their dysfunctional smartphone or whatever it is. There's no thinking going on there. There's no learning going on there. So if you send homework home, it ought to be something that keeps the child's brain stimulated. And if it's just busy work, it's a waste of time. So this study that found 90 minutes of homework leads to, in some circumstances, a drop in results was what this blogger cited. 3 hours a night leads to children getting sick because they're not exercising enough. That also could be said for all the time it's spent on the smartphones and in the, you know, messing around with social media. So it's not just school, but it's the cultivation of one's mind that I believe. And frankly, that's what I gear this program to. I mean, sure, do we have fun? Yeah, we do. But it's all, well, for the most part, it's not mindless stupidity. It's silly stuff that usually has a point. What's that old, where do you have a clip from a movie somewhere, Richie, that I've forgotten about?
Which one?
I don't know. Was the, if you're trying to tell a story, make a point, there's some.
Oh, yeah.
I forget who that was, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. At any rate. 16 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Has your family established computer rules? They're very important, and with younger and younger children getting computers, you better start now and establish the basic do's and don'ts of computers. Here's the developmental science of it. First, it's never too early to teach your child that the grit and grime of the playground will mess up a computer keyboard. So wash your hands before you play with the computer. Also, other computer rules that families are developing include no eating or drinking at the computer, and probably most important of all, turn down the speakers when you enjoy your favorite game. What's the cheap psychological trick? These rules will keep not only your child computer friendly, but family friendly too. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. What they don't tell you about motorcycle helmets. You'll have to go through hell for the first week of riding. Is this masochistic act an added perk of motorcycle helmet ownership? Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. This is not a helmet put down. It is fact. The biker is encouraged to try on several helmets until he or she finds one with a snug fit. The lid will conform to the biker's big old head. After spending Labor Day week riding around upstate New York with a brand new helmet, ABM can testify the necessary break-in period is so annoying, there may be a business opportunity for someone to open a mail-order helmet break-in business. American Biker Minute, your passport that you can throw it on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
From the Fab Five through 15 NBA seasons, this guy was money in the paint. He averaged 20 points and nearly 10 rebounds per game and rattled a few rims with his powerful dunks.
Oh, Chris Webber with the 40!
So where is Chris Webber now? Chris married longtime girlfriend Erica Date shortly after retiring. He's a major investor in a massive Chicago real estate development project. His foundation helps at-risk youth in his native Detroit. And Chris is a hoops analyst for TNT. Plus, he's produced for rapper Nas.
I was young. I was surviving the time.
Sounds like a slam dunk to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Lots of people having a lot of fun with Indiana Jones now back in the hopper. This is a web news site called ETC, and a couple of fellas on there named Elliot and Ricky said Harrison Ford's too old to be in another one of these movies.
Despite the very glaring fact that Harrison Ford will be 78 years old when this movie is released, it's been officially announced that he and director Steven Spielberg will reunite for a fifth installment of Indiana Jones. Why aren't you excited?
Why are you excited? So we had a hard time wrapping our heads around this whole thing as well. I mean, on the one hand, Indiana Jones is a pinnacle of adventure filmmaking, and the original movies are arguably some of the best of all time in general.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was absolute flaming garbage. And yeah. Harrison Ford is an old man who keeps hurting himself in more and more ridiculous ways.
Yeah, we were saying that if he can't run off the Millennium Falcon without breaking his leg, how is he going to swing?
You know what? This is disrespectful and stupid.
Yeah, he does that, and then he's like,
I know,
these
I don't like it either.
Get lost. Although there are
he
some of these.
He did well in Star Wars.
These tweets are funny.
Right. He keeps. I mean, he's
Joe
right.
writes, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Medicine Cabinet. Vinny writes, Indiana Jones and the Early Bird Special. Indiana Jones and the Kids on His Lawn.
But think about it. He has wrecked an airplane and broken his leg on the Millennium Falcon in the last 2 years.
Yeah, who's counting?
21 After on Good Day.